Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest is not only on the CJHL's executive committee, he's also the president of one of the 10 leagues in the CJHL. Join us now, Bill Chow, the president of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. Bill, welcome back to the show, my friend. It's been a while.
Yes, it has been, Gino. Thank you very much.
And big news for the SJHL announced just a couple of weeks ago. The Estevan Bruins are going to be host the 2022 Centennial Cup. What are some of the key factors you guys take into account when you decide on a host city for this event?
Well, you have to take a look at the facility, obviously. Estevan has some history when they hosted the Western Canada Cup a few years back, and obviously it was a very successful event. And obviously, you know, with the whole committee, with the organization of the Estevan Bruins, and of course the city being able to support the event and having some large corporate sponsors that will also be sponsoring the event as well and helping out with making the event successful.
Following the tragic events in the Humboldt Broncos of April 6th, 2018, the SJHL's assistant program was formed after that. The program aims to aid mental health within the hockey community. What can you tell us about that program and how things are coming along with it now?
Well, you know, it's really been a bit of a slow process. We don't solicit anybody looking for help. We allow them to come to us looking for help, Junior A hockey players. And so, you know, I mean, but that part of it has been really good. Anybody that has sought help has gotten the help, and we're able to give them some direction as to where to find the help that they require, which is really good. The other part of this is that through an initiative through the NHL Foundation, along with the SJHL funds, through the assistance program, we're creating a program through with Canadian Mental Health across Junior A hockey leagues in the country to provide them with some training when it comes to mental health and helping out themselves or helping out their fellow players.
You guys are busy. The SJHL also announced it partnered with Stars, the air ambulance, to form the Stars SJHL 50-50 lottery. Stars has flown over 42,000 missions across Western Canada last year alone. They flew 812 missions in Saskatchewan. Each SJHL team will host a Stars game night in which a 50-50 lottery tickets are going to be sold. What were the stepping stones that brought you in order to make this program happen?
Well, you know, it actually happened kind of quickly. It was just among some conversation through the Stars folks, as well as ourselves, and trying to figure out a way that we could help each other. With Stars, they wanted to have more access to locations within rural Saskatchewan, and of course, our 11 teams in rural Saskatchewan are the next 11 largest cities outside of the major five cities within the province of Saskatchewan. So it was kind of a natural that way. And then, of course, we just started to talk about different ways, and they have to replace their air ambulance fleet. Some of those ambulances are 30-plus years old. So my analogy is 30-year-old hockey equipment wouldn't last in today's era, and neither would 30-year-old air ambulances. And not that there's anything wrong with their current air ambulances, but it's like trying to keep up a 1957 Chevy and you're trying to find parts for it all the time.
So
we just created this lottery in hopes of creating enough funds that will help out the Stars in replacing their fleet and then also helping out the 12 teams in the league in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League.
In conversation with SJHL President Bill Chow. Bill, the SJHL is going to be taking teams on from the MJHL on January 21st and 22nd in Regina as part of the two leagues' third annual showcase event. For those who don't know about this, tell us more about this event and what the whole mandate behind it is.
What it is the mandate behind it is simply to expose our players to scouts of every level, whether it being the, you know, NHL scouts, the NCAA scouts, the Western Hockey League scouts, to provide them an opportunity to play at a higher level. So coaches from each league select the players to go to the showcase, They're put into teams. We have one younger team. We try to make it a younger team, being 16, 17, and possibly a few 18-year-olds. And then we have two teams made up of 18 and 19-year-olds, and the odd 20-year-old would be in there as well. So it's about providing them that opportunity to be exposed to scouts at a higher level, and that's what it's about.
Bill, I got to hand it to you, man. It sounds like just a small fraction of what you do actually deals with the on-ice product. There's so much going on in terms of your involvement in the community and the rest. Congratulations on all you're doing, and good luck in the new year, my friend.
Thank you very much.
That was SJHL President Bill Chow, and that wraps up the CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Coming up, we're going to be some of Team Canada's toughest challengers as we get set for the medal round of the World Junior. Our director of scouting, Craig Button, joins us to talk about that right after the break. You're listening to Canada's only nationally syndicated junior hockey radio show. This is 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.